Sukkim from Shishi to Shvi discuss the karbonos from the sixth day of the Nasiim to the tenth day, the karbonos that were brought by the Nasi of Shevet Gad, the Nasi of Shevet Ephraim, the Nasi of Shevet Menashe, Binyamin, and Dan. We will not discuss these Sukkim inside again because we already explained it earlier by the previous Nasiim. I would just like to mention at this point an obvious question. The Torah seems to go to great length to repeat the karbonos of each and every Nasi. It would have been much shorter to just write it once and then say all the Nasiim brought the same karbonos. Why the lengthy repetition? I once heard an interesting explanation. Many times we find that people who want to do an act of frumkeit, they feel that they must outdo what everyone else is doing. If someone spends X amount for an esrog, then I must spend X amount plus $1 to outdo the other person. The Torah is telling us that each Nasi brought the exact same carbon as his fellow Nasi. There was no need to outdo each other to be great. Each Nasi surely had his own special kavones when doing the Avodah. However, the visible portion was the same for all. And this teaches us that we can be the same as everyone else and still have individual greatness. The Pasuk says that the one who brought the carbon on the seventh day was the Nasi of Ephraim. Why did the leader of Ephraim bring his carbon on the seventh day on Shabbos? I once heard a pshat that according to the Medrash Rabbah, Yosef observed Shabbos in Mitzrayim before it was given. This we can learn from the pasuk that says, "Utevoyach tevach v'hochein." Yosef told the person over his household to shecht the meat and prepare it for his brothers. The word v'hochein is primarily used to express preparation for Shabbos, like we can learn from the pasuk by the Mon, because it said over there, "V'hoya b'yom ha'shishi v'hechinu eis asher yoviu." On the sixth day, you should prepare the mon for the seventh day for Shabbos. So we see that the lashon of hachana, preparation, is dealing with Shabbos. Here too, utevayach tevach v'hochein tells us that Yosef kept Shabbos while he was in Mitzrayim. Hashem therefore said to him, "Yosef, you observed Shabbos before the Torah was given. I promise that I shall repay your grandson Ephraim by allowing him to present his carbon on Shabbos, even though an individual carbon is usually forbidden to bring on Shabbos. I will accept his carbon favorably on Shabbos because you kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim."